It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Colorado are rising again. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
The number of patients hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 rose by 45 between Monday and the day before. It jumped from 283 to 328, a 16% increase and the biggest spike since late November. Dr. John Samet directs COVID-19 modeling for the state. He notes the change comes with spring break right around the corner.
You know, we're just not time to party like 2019.
The number of people getting vaccinated continues to grow steadily, but much of the Colorado population is not yet immune and variants have arrived in growing numbers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado legislative leaders are encouraging the state's redistricting commission to move forward using estimated census data, since official numbers won't be available until the fall. The commission met for the first time Monday and discussed what the delay could mean for their work. Commissioner Danny Moore noted that a lot of people moved during the pandemic.
Just a change in the demographics from Denver County to Arapahoe County during the pandemic has been substantial.
A lawyer for the commission said there would likely be lawsuits if the commission used estimated data. The U.S. Senate has confirmed New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland as Secretary of the Interior. The vote was 51-40, with Colorado senators missing the vote because of snow. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports they supported her nomination.
Haaland is the first Native American confirmed as a cabinet secretary. Colorado Democrats, including Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, supported the confirmation, but congressional Republicans had opposed it because of her support for the Green New Deal. Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert said Haaland would be a disaster. Doug Lamborn, who served with Haaland on the Natural Resources Committee, called her extremist, unprepared, and unqualified. Haaland could have a lot of say on policies that impact Colorado, including whether BLM headquarters remain in Grand Junction. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.